We may never know why this happened. That's the usual reaction when another senseless shooting leaves its trail of death and heartbreak. Well, not this time. This vengeful gunman in the horrific rampage near Santa Barbara, California, left this hate-filled, 141-page manifesto to explain it. As one student self-described, "Day of Retribution," he called it. "My Twisted World," his manifesto is called, and in part it's a journal of growing romantic and sexual frustration. Girls went for other guys, but not for him. Others were having sex while he was an unintentional virgin. Frustration morphed into loneliness and then into desperation, and then a hellish personal agenda of destroying what he thought had hurt him. In the midst of the subsequent discussions about gun control and mental illness, few were addressing his convoluted ideas about love and sex and women, lies that permeate our culture, our hopes, our expectations. They're lies I'm all too familiar with from knowing so many who bought these lies, who feel worthless, who feel rejected, who are often driven to withdrawal, bitterness, self-pity. Now, some lash out. Some just decide to die. They're wrong ideas that need to be exposed because they're hurting too many people. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the California Rampage, three life-twisting ideas about love. Here's the first one. Sex and love give you worth. That seems to be what the California mass shooter believed, along with millions of people who've been bombarded with a Hollywood storyline that holds up romantic love as the ultimate happy ending, the ultimate validation that, yes, you are worth something. But as many can attest, they got used, not loved. Like the teenage girl who called for advice about whether to give in to her boyfriend's pressure to have sex. She hadn't dated much. She was a virgin. She really didn't want to lose this guy, though. I told her she'd probably lose him anyway once she gave in and lose something she could never get back. But he made her feel valuable. She gave him what he wanted. He moved on. She said, "I thought I'd feel worth more if I did it. I don't. I feel more worth less than ever." Secondly, a man proves his manhood by conquering a woman. Boy, there's another lie. The Bible says we're all made in the image of God. And it actually commands young men to, quote, treat the younger women as sisters with absolute purity. So using them for your pleasure diminishes both you and her. A guy doesn't prove his manhood by conquering a woman. He proves it by being a man women are safe with, respected, protected, unviolated. He conquers himself. And then a third life-twisting idea out there is that love and sex will make you fulfilled. The most passionate love, the greatest sex, still leave you with this haunting whisper in your soul. Someone's missing. Yeah, well, someone is. That's someone with a capital S. A boyfriend, a girlfriend, a lover, a husband or wife, they don't fill that hole in your heart because they can't. God says he has planted eternity, these are the Bible's words, in the human heart, and nobody on earth can fill that eternity vacuum. Which leads us to our word for today from the Word of God in Colossians 1:16 that talks about the relationship you were made for. It says all things were made by him and for him. It's talking about Jesus. You could put your name in there. Blank, there you are, was created by him and for him. It takes God himself inhabiting the human heart. He's the one who gave you your worth before you were born. He's the one who restored the worth that your sin had stolen by sending his son Jesus to build a bridge to get to him. A bridge in the shape of a cross. If you've never begun that relationship you were made for and found the fulfillment and love that only he can give, can I invite you to go to our website and meet me there? I would love to help you get started in this relationship this very day. Anewstory.com, that's the website, anewstory.com. Because the deep hunger of a restless heart can only be satisfied one way, by the love that heart was made for.